I got myself in this predicament. Dig it, you can get it in Genesis. How I sinned against the infinite, kicking it in my wickedness. And now my wicked heart is full of blemishes. In the thick of it, I thought I was sick of it. Look, so my heart was set on fixing it, but I didn't realize that I didn't know how to get rid of it. My soul was dirty from sin, and it needed purging and cleansing. So I turned to religion. That's what I need. I'll
welcome back to another episode of the God Reigns Sportscast. This is Cody, the host of the show. This is the sportscast where we talk all sports except women's sports and NASCAR. The reason being we don't talk about women's sports and NASCAR is because nobody cares about those things. Nobody cares about those two things. I saw that one girl from the University of Oregon, people had been commenting on either her Instagram or somewhere that she needed to be in the kitchen instead of playing basketball. And she said, which is hilarious, but she said something like, the kitchen comments don't bother me because I'm out here cooking triple doubles or something like that. And I'm thinking, nobody cares. I didn't even know they were playing. I had no idea that Oregon was playing. I had no idea. You know, I know it's March Madness, so I figured something was going on with women's sports, but nobody cares. So we're not going to be talking about those two things. What we are going to be talking about tonight is this new NFL change that just came out just a few minutes ago, right before I started recording. Now, I had planned an interview tonight with my cousin, Joe, who's going to be on here hopefully tomorrow recording, where we were going to talk Packers and NFL and some other things like that. He is the biggest cheesehead I know. So we were going to talk about those things, but some things came up where we weren't able to talk, and that's fine. Things like that happen all the time. Now, I want to put this out there, and I'm kind of losing my voice a little bit. I want to put this out there, though. If you know somebody who would like to be on the show, if you want to be on the show, let me know. Shoot me a message on Facebook and let me know you're interested. I would love to have more guests on and talk to you guys. There are a few that I've got planned right now that I'm hoping to bring on here to discuss certain things. So, but let me know what it is that you think about talking about sports, and we'll try to get you on here and see if we can make that happen. Now, this NFL rule change just happened. I mean, it came. Oh, sorry. I got a Facebook message and it distracted me. This NFL rule change. What do you think it is? Probably most of you have already seen it, but what do you think it is? Do you think it's this fourth down, the overtime rule? What is it that needed to be changed in the NFL? Well, if you think back to last season, right in the NFC Championship game, what was the one thing that caused so many issues for people that they talked about it? Even people who weren't fans of the Rams or the Saints, what was that one thing? It was the pass interference, or should I say the pass interference that was not called. You remember when, I can't think of his name right now, but he smashed the Saints player right there at the end of the game, and the refs didn't call it even though they were standing right there. It was obviously pass interference, but it was not called, and the Rams advanced, and the Saints fans to this day are still protesting that no call there. So they decided today. Well, I'll read the article. This comes from ESPN.com. Okay, ESPN.com. So you can look it up yourself if you'd like. But the title of it is Pass Interference Now Reviewable by NFL Officials. Phoenix. NFL owners approved a massive philosophical expansion of its replay review system Tuesday, bowing to pressure from coaches and fans who were outraged by a missed pass interference call in the NFC Championship game. For at least the 2019 season, pass interference, both offensive and defensive, will be reviewable. They are the first penalties in the history of the league's replay system to be added to the list of approved reviews. And for the first time, coaches will be able to challenge non-calls for pass interference. The replay booth, in conjunction with the league's officiating office in New York, will initiate those challenges in the final 2 minutes of each half. Coaches will still be limited to 2 challenges per game, with the third awarded if they the first two. What does that mean? With the third awarded if they win the first two? I'm guessing ESPN.com put this out. That is, do you see that though, Zeke? With a third awarded if they the first two? Yeah, they need some editor here. Well, let me say this too, while I'm thinking about it. Speaking of penalties and replays and all this stuff, the Steelers had to hire a coach to help Coach Tomlin win a replay because he hasn't won a replay forever. A challenge. Coach Tomlin hasn't won a challenge forever because he's an idiot and throws the flag at the wrong time and doesn't get the calls that he's looking for. So the Steelers had to hire a special coach to help Tomlin win a challenge. How embarrassing is that when you're an NFL coach and you're one of the longest tenured coaches in the NFL and you can't win a challenge, so they have to hire a special coach to help you win challenges and to know when to challenge. I wish I could get that job. I wish I could get the job to help Tomlin know when to challenge a play. I would do a better job than Tomlin does at it. It's just embarrassing. So with this line here that doesn't make any sense, with a third awarded if they the first two, if they win the first two, I think is what it's supposed to say. That means the Steelers will never get a third awarded challenge because they can't win them. They can't win them. All right, now we'll go on with the article. The move was led by the New Orleans Saints and coach Sean Payton in particular, after officials missed an obvious pass interference call January 20th in the fourth quarter of their 26-23 loss to the Los Angeles Rams. A member of the competition committee, Payton spoke aggressively. Payton spoke aggressively, both in public and private, during these meetings to push for a solution that could correct such mistakes in the future. He challenged owners on the consequences of inaction and even noted the impact of missed calls on the integrity of the game at a time of increasingly mainstream sports gambling. There was an owe it to the game responsibility, Payton said after owners approved the measure 31-1. And really, I mean that. I think it's important that this isn't going to be perfect always. We know that. The mere shape of the ball tells you it's not going to bounce the same way. But these are fouls that the analysts are able to tell us they're the most impactful. And analysts are able to tell us they're the most impactful fouls. I think we got it right. Okay, hang on. I got to take a drink again. My voice is going. Saints owner Gail Benson agreed with Payton. Of course. Why wouldn't she, he, I think Gail's a woman. Yeah, why wouldn't she agree with him? I felt like the rule, it needed to change. It could happen to anyone, Benson said. It could have happened to any of the other 31 teams. It happened to us. Let me tell you something. It did happen to the Steelers against the Saints earlier in the season. They called a pass interference on Joe Hayden in the end zone that gave the Saints the ball at the one, and the Saints scored a touchdown and the Steelers ended up losing. That call should have never happened. Maybe that wasn't the Saints. I don't remember, but it happened to the Steelers. I think it was the Saints because they were tweeting out, Steelers players were tweeting it out and saying, yeah, it sucks, doesn't it? After the Saints didn't get the no call, and then the Steelers did get the call that shouldn't have been a call. It does happen to other teams. They're acting like they're the only ones this happened to in the biggest game. That ruined the Steelers' season. They would have made the playoffs, and who knows what would have happened had that not been called. Okay, back to Benson's stupid quote here. But I wanted the rule to change. It will be better for everybody because it will never happen again. I'm very proud of Sean. He did a great job. Oh, my gosh. Indeed, over the past three seasons, defensive pass interference has cost teams an average of 15.2 yards per call. Those fouls total 9% of all penalties, but because of the yardage involved, they represent 70% of the penalties, with the largest impact in the league's internal version of a win probability statistic, according to documents distributed to committee members this winter. Of the 19 pass interference calls that most impacted win probability during that period, 13 occurred in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter or overtime. This is super boring, and I don't want to read it all. Here's Roger Goodell, what he said. He said, ultimately, people compromised on long-held views because they want to get the play right. I could see it expanding to other, it says pays, but I'm imagining plays in the future, but within the challenge system. All right. Let me read you two other proposals made here at this meeting. Tabled a proposal originally put forth by the Kansas City Chiefs to guarantee each team a possession in overtime instead of that one and done rule if the team scores on their opening drive. That is a bad rule. They need to change it. And then here, voted down a proposal from the Denver Broncos to give teams a one-time option in the fourth quarter to have a fourth and 15 from their 35-yard line as an alternative to an onside kick. Leave it to the Broncos to put forward a dumb proposal. But anyways, you could see, read it for yourself. If you don't want to take my word for it on that pass interference rule, probably try to read it from somewhere else other than ESPN, because obviously ESPN doesn't use editors and sometimes it's hard to read what they're writing. I don't know what you all think of the rule to change that so pass interference calls will be reviewable. I don't like it. I don't like this slowing down of the game. There's already 1,000 commercials in a football game. I mean, it is one commercial after the next. You get 30 seconds of play, and then you get a commercial. And then you come back from a commercial, then there's a timeout, and you go to more commercials. Then you come back, and then you get 10 seconds of play, and then it goes to commercials. And then you, on top of that, you get the challenges that happen that Tomlin never wins and that take time out of the game. And then you get, stoppages of play. And it's just slowing the game down so much. And these reviews of these pass interferences. Now, I like that they said you're not going to get extra challenges. That's probably a good idea because, man, oh, man, would that slow the game down. But I don't like when the game slows down like this. I don't like it when you want to watch football. And I saw a statistic last year sometime that said, I think they said there is 11 minutes of the football actually in play during the whole 3 hours that you watch a football game. The football's only in play for 11 minutes total or something like that. This is going to slow it down. I don't like it unless they put a time limit, like they can't spend all time looking at it. Maybe it'll be quicker because it'll be better, but I just don't like the rule. I don't like that the Saints are crying so much about it. It happens to every team. There are bad calls that happen all the time. It happens to every team. I don't like the rule. This is the mentality of we should be able to because we can, so we ought to. I don't like that. I don't like it. People are human. They make mistakes. Let it be. Now, was that a pass interference with the Rams and the Saints? Absolutely it was. Did the refs blow the call? Absolutely they did. Would the Saints be in the Super Bowl? Don't know. Maybe. but maybe not. It doesn't matter though, because it's over. Now, I don't like the replay call here. I didn't like the replays of all the other things. They have to replay every scoring possession. If they throw the challenge flag, they've got to challenge the spot of the ball, all that stuff. I don't like it. It slows it down. Just quit being babies about it and play football. You know, things are going to happen. You're going to get ripped off. That's the nature of sports. Little kids get ripped off in their sports more than anybody. And you know what I tell my kids? That's going to happen your whole life. You're always going to get ripped off in sports. It's never going to be fair because refs are human. They're going to miss calls. You're human. You're going to make mistakes. The other team, their players, they're human. They're not going to get it right every time either. Your coaches aren't going to get it right. Get over it. Play the game. Play as hard as you can and leave everything on the field when you're done. Don't take all this replay time and all this other stuff. I don't like the rule. Now they're going to try it out for 2019, but I'm sure it's going to pass and then stay as a permanent rule in the NFL. What do you think about it though? I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you guys, and I want to hear from you in a public way. I want to hear from you either in the Facebook group, or leaving me voice messages through anchor.fm/GodReignsSportsCast. I want to hear from you and your thoughts on this replay rule, because in all honesty, I don't like it one bit. I think there is a time, and it seems like it's just the nature of where we are in society right now to want this rule really bad and to cry about it forever until we get our way. And I'm thinking, just get over it. Go play football, leave it on the field, and go home. Now, I've never played professional football. I don't know that level of disappointment to be in the NFC Championship and then lose on a no call. I understand that. I don't know that feeling. I never will. But just as a fan, as somebody who is watching football, I would, even if that happened to the Steelers, I would complain about it. I would say, look, the Steelers would have been in the Super Bowl. Even though I don't know that for sure, I would say they would be in the Super Bowl had that not happened. I just said it a minute ago, didn't I? When I said the Saints, this pass interference call against Pittsburgh that wasn't pass interference, I said what? The Steelers would be in the playoffs. They would have made the playoffs had that not been called. I don't know that for sure, but I think so. Was it disappointing? Yeah. But I'm not out there crying about it forever, trying to get rules changed. Now, as you can see, it was voted 31-1. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe all the owners have this idea that this is going to make it perfect and good. I just don't like the rule as a fan. Now, this is their business. This is what they do. They have the right to make it however they want. Good for them. I don't like things that are so regulated in professional football. I mean, you can't hit the quarterback hard anymore. The rules on that at the beginning of this last season were so ridiculous that there were so many jokes about it. That's why when the AAF came and that quarterback got popped in that first game and his helmet comes flying off, that's why everybody was like sharing that on Facebook, tweeting it out. Everybody was so excited because we were thinking, finally, football, where somebody's going to get his head knocked off. Instead of being so regulated all the time, things were rough. They were tough. Now we have this rule where even in pass interference, we can go back and regulate it just to make sure everything's squared away. What if it happens 4 times in the game? What if it happens 5 times in the game? What if it happens 6 times in the game? See, these are the things that it's never going to be perfect. And as we keep trying to make it perfect, it's going to slow the game down. It's going to ruin football as we know it, which kind of seems like what's taking place. That's why you saw the need for an AAF or an XFL, something like that to come where it is rough, where it is physical, where it is football again. I don't need somebody like a LeBron James telling me, well, I'm not, my sons, there's no football in the James household. It's just basketball and whatever else they did. I don't even know. Because football's too rough. I don't need that. I don't want those guys telling me that. And I definitely don't want to be putting into the hands of these replay officials these games. I don't want that. I want the players to make plays. And every coach, what really bothers me about this, Tomlin says it over and over and over again, and I've heard other coaches say it whenever they're asked about a blown call in the game. They say what? They don't say, yeah, if we had replay, then that wouldn't have happened and we would be at the next level. What do they always say? They always say, we should never be in the position to have one missed call make the game. We should have made the plays earlier in the game. That way, we would have never had to be in that position. It's just like losing early in the season. The Steelers lost to every AFC West team. Now, the Chiefs, I understand. The Chiefs were good. The Chargers were okay. The Broncos were terrible. And the Raiders were horrible. And the Steelers lost to all four of them. What did they say? Those four losses killed us on this season. They didn't say, oh, if we wouldn't have had to play them, that would have been better. Then the season would have been better. They said if we would have taken care of our business when we did play them, which we didn't. We didn't execute our game plan. We didn't play well. And if we would have done that, we would be in the playoffs right now. We would have a better record. We would be in the playoffs. And we wouldn't have to be relying on the Cleveland Browns to get us into the playoffs because we didn't take care of our business. It's the same thing with this replay. At least that's what the coaches said after the games, after they got calls, bad calls against them or for them or whatever. They would always say, well, it should never be determined by one call. And now they vote 31-1 to put this replay challenge in. I am not a fan of it. I'm a little worked up about it, and I don't really know why I'm so worked up about it. I just don't like these regulations regulating everything that we're doing. I don't like it. Now, maybe you're a fan. I saw in the Facebook group, one of the guys commented when I posted this link to this article that they're going to start replaying pass interferences. One of the guys said, too little, too late, because he knew what it was referencing. He knew it was the Rams and the Saints, and that's true. But is it really going to make a difference? Probably. But where will it stop? Where will it stop? Will it stop at pass interferences? That will be the last thing regulated? Well, you heard Goodell say, I saw that I think this could spill over into other areas of the football game. Yay! Slow it down for us some more. Why don't we do every holding penalty? Why don't we replay every single drop back to see if there's holding on the offensive line? Announcers always say you could call holding on almost every single play, but you have to let it go sometimes because you have to be able to play the game. It has to advance forward. And yeah, we're trying to slow it down again. Just get over it. Play the game. Quit crying. I am not a fan of this rule. Maybe somebody else will change my mind on it. Maybe I'm not understanding something here. Maybe somebody else has a different take on it. Let me know. I want to know. I am not a fan of this rule. Would have it helped the Steelers? Yes. Would have it helped the Saints? Yes. But who's to say that this wouldn't have been called against the Steelers, or the call would have been reversed, and then Tomlin does something so stupid, like he always does, and goes for it on 3rd and 18. He runs a draw, and then it becomes 4th and 16, and he tries a fake punt run with Roosevelt Nix. And then they turn the ball over in their own zone, and then the Saints score anyways. Who's to say that this pass interference that was not called against the Rams, the Saints move down there to the one, and Alvin Kamara or Mark Ingram fumbles on the next play, or Drew Brees drops back and he gets hit by Aaron Donald and fumbles a strip sack, and the Rams pick up the ball and run it in for a touchdown. You see, we don't really know. Now, would it be, it just bothers me. Would it be more fair? I don't know. I don't know that that's fair to review that. I think we get into the game knowing good things happen, bad things happen, people make mistakes. Move on. Quit crying about it and move on. I think that's all I'm going to say about this rule right now. Maybe I'm missing something. Like I said, maybe I'm missing something. While I'm thinking about it, because I just heard a noise out there in my hallway. Do you guys hear the kids' sounds and the noises that are made in the background here? My squeaky chair. Let me know if you hear those things too. I'm trying to get this room better and better each time, but we'll see how how it goes. Anyways, submit to me, guys, some nicknames of some NFL players. We've got a big old list started already that of nicknames that have been submitted, but keep submitting them to me. Okay. I want to get going on this bracket thing, and we'll start voting on that. Did I ever mention to you guys that you can email me at godreignssportscast@gmail.com? You can also tweet at me, even though I don't check Twitter hardly ever. You can tweet at me. I think it's just God Reigns Sportscast there too. I'm not even sure. But join the Facebook group. If you would, post things in there when you see news or something that excites you. Your team is making the playoffs in hockey or in basketball or whatever it is. Post stuff in there. Interact with one another. Thanks for listening, guys. I just wanted to sound off a little bit on this rule because, as I said multiple times during this, episode, I'm not a fan of it. You might be, I don't know. Let me know. I'd like to know, your thoughts on it because, this is a big deal for football. It's going to change the game. And I don't want it there. I don't want it there. I mean, it is super exciting, that feeling of, you know, your running back runs it on a 4th and 1, and he gets hit, and they come out and measure, and then they replay where was he down, really, and the ball of the nose of the ball is just past the marker there, and they had to check replay to get it and down in the right spot to mark the ball at the right spot. That's exciting. I understand that. But it's changed the game. It's changed the way it's played. This rule will change the way the game is played. And the more rules and the more replays and all this stuff that happens, the less football we're going to get. I could be wrong. I never have been before, but I could be wrong now. Let me know what you think, guys. Thanks for listening. And you know what? I need to take my own advice here because no matter how worked up we get over these things, No matter how much we love our teams and we want them to win and we're excited when Nolan Arenado signs a huge contract and we know he's going to stay a Rocky for a long time, these are the things that get us excited as sports fans. We win, we lose, we're down when we lose. Some people might cry, some people might break things even, like my brothers, when their teams lose, which is all the time. But in the end, it's just a game. It's just a game. And we know that no matter the outcome, God still reigns.